G.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 57 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Kenzie Thompson.
Here's he's got reddish hair. His beard looks a little bit darker. He has a beard.
Police in Rowan County are looking for a man who tried to steal cars from a local dealership.
Three men have been arrested in Bath County for trafficking.
Thousands of files have been removed from Eric Kahn's office.
Moorhead State has dedicated their new business school.
Several communities have rescheduled their trick-or-treat festivities.
In sports, the Moorhead State cross-country team took part in the OVC Championships this weekend.
Bud Luke has a stock report.
And the weather tonight is mostly clear skies with a low around 38 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
County Sheriff's Department is looking for information about a suspect who vandalized several cars last week. Officials say the man walked onto the car lot at Tim Schwartz on 801 and began trying to break into several vehicles. Police believe he was trying to steal one. Deputy Joe Klein says cameras at the car lot were able to capture images of the man, which the department has put on its Facebook page.
It appears he's got reddish hair. His beard looks a little bit darker. He has a beard. Looks like an individual maybe in his 20s, possibly early 30s. It's sort of a side view photo, but that's what we have at this point.
Anyone with information about the man is encouraged to call the Rowan County Sheriff's Office at 606-784-5446.
A Martin County elderly couple was found shot dead in their home this weekend. WSAZ reports Walter Dutton was shot and killed by his wife, Mandy Sue Dutton, early Saturday in their home on Tomahawk Road. Mandy took her own life not long after. Investigators says the couple was depressed due to declining health and rising medical bills. There will be a service for both today from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Crum Funeral Home.
Three men have been arrested in Bath County after police say they found 83 pounds of cocaine and 41 pounds of marijuana. The Lexington Herald Leader reports that Philip Zunin, Cesar Castro Martinez, and Paul Maladonia were arrested after the cocaine was found in the trunk of a car. That car was stopped on Interstate 64. The marijuana was later found in a Lexington home owned by Zunin. The three men have been arrested on charges of conspiracy to distribute drugs. Officials say the group was planning to sell the drugs in Louisville.
The UK Jewish Student Center will be hosting a candlelit vigil tonight in honor of the synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh this past weekend. According to WKYT, the vigil will begin at 8 p.m. at the center on Columbia Avenue. Rabbi David Wortschafter of Temple Adith Israel in Lexington said the killing of 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue Saturday was a tragic attack.
They will do that because they believe in America, because they believe in democracy, because they believe in the values of peace and justice that Judaism and all religions teach. That's what gives me hope.
Wortschafter also says his congregation will be sending out charitable donations to the temple in Pittsburgh and to other Jewish organizations that work to combat anti-Semitism.
Thousands of medical files have been removed from the office of Eric Kahn. KNN's Haley Hansen has the story.
The files belonging to the former clients of Eric Kahn were taken from his law complex in eastern Kentucky. They're being put in semis and moved to a receiver who was appointed by the court to sift through them. Kahn fled the country to avoid jail time after pleading guilty for his role in a more than $500 million Social Security fraud scheme. The lawyer was originally sentenced to 12 years in prison, but was given an additional 15 years after he was captured in Honduras.
That's the Kentucky News Network's Haley Hansen. We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR is provided by Gateway Radio Works, serving Moorhead and surrounding communities with WIVY at 96.3 FM. All the programming of WIVY, music, news, and Moorhead State University football and basketball are available worldwide on WIVYradio.com. Apps are available for both your Apple and Android devices. WIVY proudly supports Moorhead State University and Moorhead State Public Radio.
Bluestone Resources says it is hiring 290 more workers for its coal mining operations in West Virginia, Kentucky, and Virginia. In West Virginia, the company says new jobs will be created at Keystone Surface Mine and at Bishop Surface Mine, which is reopening. Bluestone says it's also looking for miners at its operations in Pike County, Kentucky, and in Wise, Virginia. Jay Justice, who operates the mines for Justice Companies, says workers are being sought to operate all types of machinery. He says the company is looking to hire right away. The company says a new training program for a small number of inexperienced workers is also being initiated.
A Kentucky native will lead the state's Council on Post-Secondary Education for the first time. The council announced last week that Aaron Thompson will be its fourth president. Thompson is currently the council's vice president and chief academic officer. He will begin his new role on November 1st. Thompson is also the first African American to hold the position in the council's 21-year history. Thompson says he's from Clay County, Kentucky, and is the son of an illiterate coal miner and a mother who had only an eighth grade education. He said he was a first-generation high school and college graduate. Former council president Robert King is retiring after having the job for 10 years.
The dedication of the Elmer R. Smith School of Business and Technology took place during homecoming festivities at Morehead State University. Smith was inducted into the MSU Alumni Association Hall of Fame in 1999 and, to date, has donated nearly $4 million to the university. Smith says 50 years after starting in higher education, he feels blessed to have a degree in business education for Morehead.
And I've always said that Morehead State University is different because people, faculty members come here, and like Jim Shaw said, thinking they're going to have a 2 or 3 year stopover, and they spend their entire career here. And what separates the faculty here is their teachers, and they take pride in being great teachers.
A native of Martin County and a graduate of MSU with a degree in business education, Smith is a successful professional who has served in numerous positions within the educational field. He currently serves as the president of Interactive College and Technology in Atlanta, which specializes in computer-based training.
An emergency meeting was held last week at the Rowan County Judge Executive's office for the fiscal court to vote on permission to use emergency funding in the repair of the Little Perry Road Bridge. After state inspection, a weight limit was placed on the bridge, with any vehicle not being able to exceed 3 tons. Officials became concerned as this would not allow some emergency vehicles, such as an ambulance or fire truck, to cross. Rowan County Judge Executive Dr. Walter Blevins says the bridge is currently being stabilized.
We've got somebody looked at it. We've decided we can hopefully cut some holes in the base of the bridge and pump concrete down into the voids underneath the bridge. And we think that'll stabilize it and get us back up to the 18 ton. They were there last week, I think, drill some holes. We got talked to the state, and they said, yes, we can go ahead and go with pumping the concrete in there, and hopefully come back, they'll raise that rate when we get it finished.
The Little Perry Road Bridge is still open for vehicles under 3 tons. Officials hope to have repairs finished and the weight limit back up to 18 tons by the end of this week.
With high winds and heavy rains expected in the forecast on Halloween, Round County has decided to move trick-or-treat festivities to Tuesday night. According to the City Hall Facebook page, the event was to be held as planned Sunday night. However, the trick-or-treat committee, made up of city and county officials, changed the event to Tuesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. sometime this morning. The Say Boo to Drugs event will be held on Wednesday at the Laughlin Health Building on the campus of Morehead State University. Doors will open at 4:30 p.m. at the Weatherby Gymnasium for that event, and organizers will be showing a family-friendly movie while participants wait to enter Laughlin. Flemingsburg, Mount Sterling, Owingsville, and Salt Lake have also changed their trick-or-treat festivities to Tuesday night.
And speaking of Halloween, Morehead State University's students will be trading in their blue and gold for something a little more adventurous and festive. On October 31st, from 6 to 10 p.m. in the Golden Yang Art Gallery, the annual MSU Costume Contest and Rocky Horror Picture Show will be held. Director of the Golden Yang Art Gallery, Jennifer Rise, gives us the inside scoop of what to expect.
We have refreshments and sign-ups and just sort of general hanging out. The emerging leaders of Eastern Kentucky will be selling mocktails as a fundraiser, and it's usually a really fun time. And then as of 7 o'clock, we start the costume contest. And when that happens and after the prizes are awarded, then about 7:30, we play Rocky Horror Picture Show.
The event is free and open to the public. Prizes will be awarded to MSU students that place first, second, or third in the form of gift cards to the university bookstore.
The student alumni ambassadors at Morehead State University are hosting a nearly naked mile run. Kenna Allen, Alumni Relations and Development Events Coordinator, says to enter in the race, participants must donate a coat. Donations will be given to the Round County Youth Services Center to provide students with a coat for the winter season.
The Nearly Naked Mile Run is a benefit run and coat drive in which the student alumni ambassadors host this special event where we invite students and community members out to run a mile in the cold.
Participants can also donate $5 as an entry fee. The run will take place tomorrow. Registration will begin at 7 p.m.
Bluegrass Opera and Music Theater will be performing a musical in Morehead this week. WMKY's Naya Andweza has the story.
In honor of the 200th birthday of Mary Todd Lincoln, BGO will be performing Mary Todd, a New American Musical, at the Rowan County Public Library on October 30th at 6 p.m. The story follows the future First Lady as she struggles to navigate the world of the American South as a teenager during the 1830s. The musical showcases the coming of age of America as Mary is faced with deciding what sort of person she will be at a time when the country finds itself at a similar crossroads. The event is free and open to the public. For WMKY News, I'm Naya Andweza.
Morehead State Public Radio's fall fundraiser and membership drive kicked off this morning. This year, our goal is $15,000 and 200 members. You can donate online by visiting our website, WMKY.org, and look for the Support Us tab. And when you click on the pledge option, you will be taken to a secure site to give us your information and make a donation. Or you can give us a call right here at the station at 606-783-2001. We have some people ready to take your pledge. And we thank you for your support of WMKY here at Morehead State Public Radio.
Taking a look at the extended weather forecast, tonight mostly clear skies with a low around 40 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny skies with a high near 68. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around 55. On Wednesday, 40% chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 72. Wednesday night, a possible thunderstorm with a low around 57. On Thursday, showers with a high near 65. Thursday night, showers with a low around 45. And on Friday, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 55. Currently, it is 57 degrees in Morehead, Flemingsburg, Ashland, Grayson, and Inez, 58 in Maysville and Mount Sterling, and 60 degrees in Lexington.
Before we move on to our feature segment today, I wanted to take a moment just to say thank you. We appreciate you here at Morehead State Public Radio for calling in and pledging your support to WMKY. One of the things that we don't get to talk about a lot is our student workers, and that's where the money from your pledges is going this year. That money that you pledge will go straight towards the funding for our student workers so they can get valuable hands-on experience as they work through their college career. Kenzie Thompson is here with me right now. She's one of our seniors and one of our veteran workers here in the newsroom. Kenzie, tell me a little bit about what working at MSPR has meant to you while being here at Morehead State University.
You know, almost 3 years ago I started working here, and I remember when I first started and Chuck Mraz would tell me to go record for sports, I was terrified for anyone to hear my voice on the radio, and now I'm doing a 30-minute live show here with the news director. So not only have I grown as a journalist and a speaker on the radio, but also as a person, and I've become more confident thanks to the people here, and I don't know how my college days would have been spent without it.
Well, we are definitely going to miss you next year when you are gone, but we're glad to have her around for at least one more semester Maybe I can talk you into doing some summer work, too. We'll see. but we do love having all of our student workers on the air with us. And there are, what do you say, 20 people who come in and out of the newsroom throughout the week, whether they're here at 5 a.m. to do morning edition or they come in midday. There are some people who are here early in the morning just working and building stories. And you may not have even, there are people who work here who you haven't heard on the air yet. Because they work at their own pace and they're able to learn and grow as students in a work environment where we that's beneficial for them. It's a professional radio station, but we're also able to give that safe learning environment to everyone who comes through the doors. And we really appreciate your support for that. Give us a call, 783-2001, or you can go online to WMKY.org. And as far as our feature segment today, the Morehead State University Costume Construction Class is helping out children in association with Helping Hands. WMKY's Chanice D. Davis, one of our new people, has that story.
Every semester, the costume construction class taught by costume shop supervisor Rebecca Scott makes clothing to donate to kids in the community.
This is my fifth semester at MSU, and we have done the charity project each semester I've been here. I teach one costume construction class each semester.
Scott says that using this project to teach students to sew is more effective than some of the traditional methods.
When you realize that you are making a garment for a child who is in need, it makes a difference in the amount of pressure that you put on yourself to do well. You feel pressured because you know what's going to happen to it when you're done with it.
Students who participate in the costume construction class are usually very excited to partake in the event.
A very successful project for students. They feel like they really want to do a good job with it, and they really take pride in their finished product. It's their first sewing project, and it's going to a good cause. And so I think that they get really excited and feel very responsible to make it look nice and to do fun things with it.
The clothing is versatile, which makes the sets all the more useful to kids in need.
Since they're just pajama shirts and shorts that are cotton, they look kind of like short sets. I mean, they're little kids' clothes, so they're pajamas, but they're kind of short sets. Mm-hmm. They're not strictly pajamas, and so they're very useful that way.
Scott says that for them to complete 12 sets of clothing by the end of the semester, they have a tactic to make the garments easier to create.
We do make them all the same size, which is kind of the trick with them, because they fit, you know, like a three-year-old or a small four-year-old. Doing it as a class, it's easier for me as I teach the students how to sew.
Scott says that the pajama sets will be given during the spring semester as children who can make use of the clothing come through the Helping Hands Charity Center. For WMKY News, I'm Chanice D. Davis.
It's 4:48 and 57 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Kenzie Thompson, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on this lovely Monday afternoon, and thank you in advance for calling in your pledge of support to Morehead State Public Radio, 783-2001. We'll have Tilden Johnson with sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Morehead. The center offers a convenient 24-hour drop-off for a variety of recyclables and on-site pickup program for Rowan County businesses. Shredding services are available for businesses or individuals, and the center provides tours for classrooms and civic groups. Located near the Morehead City Park, the Community Recycling Center also accepts computers, printers and fax machines, DVDs, CDs, phones, videotapes and game devices. More information at 784-1250.
The Cross Country Eagles are close to wrapping up their season. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson. The Morehead State Cross Country teams competed at the OVC Championships at the Osage Center Saturday. WMKY's Tanner Boyd has more.
The MSU women's cross country team finished taking fourth and the men fifth. The Eagle women's fourth place showing was the best team finish since 2006. Sophomore Sierra Popple crossed the finish line in 17:28.8, just 17 seconds behind the winner, to earn first team All-OVC honors. She's the first Eagle woman since 2014 to be tabbed All-Conference and the highest individual Eagle finisher since 2018 Athletics Hall of Fame inductee Karen Lutz won in 2001. For the men, Justin Mokler topped the team with a time of 25.05.2 to finish 16th. Aaron Weir was on his heels with a 17th place showing at 25.05.6. Jarrett Mattingly and Jordan Carrington finished 24th and 25th, respectively. Both teams will now wrap up the 2018 seasons on November 9th at the NCAA Southeast Regionals at Rock Hill, South Carolina. For WMKY Sports, I'm Tanner Boyd reporting.
The Morehead State football Eagles are now 3-5 on the year after falling to Marist 48-21. The Eagles were on their first two-game winning streak since 2015 when they fell to Marist at home on Saturday. The Red Foxes had a total of 425 yards compared to the Eagles' 284. But when it comes to the air, the Eagles had Marist licked with 216 yards in passing compared to the Red Foxes' 144. The Eagles were the first to score after recovering a Marist fumble on the game's opening kickoff. The home team ran six plays and went 26 yards on the drive that was capped off by Jovan Smith's two-yard dive for six, barely 2 minutes into play. The Eagles take on Stetson in Florida this Saturday at 1 p.m. After winning a thriller on the last play of the game at Missouri on Saturday, number 11 Kentucky now prepares to host number 6 Georgia in a contest that will likely determine who will represent the SEC East in the conference championship game. The Wildcats and the Bulldogs both come into this Saturday's matchup at 6-1 overall and 5-1 in SEC play. UK head coach Mark Stoops says his team will have to give its best effort of the season if they hope to come out on top.
Very proud of their effort, and hopefully they'll give us some momentum and give us a little boost of energy this week as we prepare for a very big game with Georgia. So we're going to need to play our best football game of the year here this week against a very good Georgia team. So we're excited to get back to work today and look to improve for a big week.
Anchored by Butkus Award finalist Josh Allen, Kentucky's defense is only allowing average of 13 points per game this season, but they will be tested by a Georgia team that's averaging nearly 38 points a game. Kickoff from Kroger Field is at 3:30 p.m. on Saturday. Urban Meyer says he will be back coaching at Ohio State next season. Meyer, who was suspended for 3 games to start the season and has been slowed by headaches caused by a cyst, was addressing speculation around the college football world that he could retire after the season. Meyer was brought to his knees on the sideline with a headache during the October 6th game against Indiana. The 5-2 Patriots head to Buffalo tonight to take on the 2-5 Bills. Over his career, Tom Brady is 28-3 against the Bills, the most number of wins by any quarterback against a single opponent. But the Patriots QB says he isn't leaning on past records, and he expects a tough game tonight.
These guys play as hard as anybody we face, and it always seems to come down to some big momentum play at some point. You know, it's Monday night game for them. I think it's just a huge game for us, division game on the road. And we don't take anyone lightly, certainly not this team, a team with, you know, that's playing really well defensively. And they got some playmakers on offense.
A win would give New England a 2-game edge over the Miami Dolphins in the AFC East with half the season in the books. Kickoff from New Era Field is at 8:15 tonight. Hugh Jackson's tenure with the Cleveland Browns is over. The Browns fired Jackson today, ending a disappointing run nearly unmatched in NFL history. Jackson went 3-36-1 in 2+ seasons. The Browns also dismissed offensive coordinator Todd Haley, who was in his first season on Jackson's staff after spending the previous 6 in Pittsburgh. Jackson's firing came after the 2-5-1 Browns lost their 25th straight road game, 20 of them coming with Jackson in charge. The Browns, who have not made the playoffs since 2002, have lost 3 straight games after a promising start to the season. They tied Pittsburgh in Week 1, but were beaten 33-18 yesterday by the Steelers. Jackson is the 6th straight Cleveland coach to be fired following the team's 2nd game against Pittsburgh in a year. It's not immediately clear who will fill in for Jackson for the rest of the season. Jackson was hired in 2016, and the Browns stuck by him despite a 1-1 21-15 record in his first season, and the Browns losing all 16 games in 2017, joining the 2008 Detroit Lions as only the second team in league history to go 0-16. The Browns host Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. And lastly in sports, former UK and U of L coach Rick Pitino is reportedly looking to work his way back to the NBA. WMKY's Kenzie Thompson has more.
After his dismissal from Louisville amid an FBI probe, Pitino had originally said he was finished coaching this past September. Reversing course, however, Pitino now tells ESPN he wants to be part of a professional team and have the chance to develop young talent, but doesn't want any power as a general manager. Pitino has hired high-profile agent Drew Rosenhaus to represent him. Pitino was fired at Louisville in the aftermath of the FBI probe into college basketball. Testimony and recordings of government-tapped calls suggested that Pitino was unaware of the payments made to former Louisville recruit Brian Bowen's family. The FBI probe was one of a series of scandals at Louisville under Pitino, including an NCAA investigation into strippers and prostitutes used in recruiting visits with players. For WMKY Sports, I'm Kinsey Thompson.
That's going to do it for sports for today. Reporting for WMKY Sports, I'm Tilden Johnson.
Support for MSPR comes from the MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. The Eagle basketball season gets underway this week with a couple of exhibition games. Women's basketball welcomes Shawnee State of Ohio tonight, and men's basketball hosts Kentucky Christian tomorrow night. Both games are set for 6:05 p.m. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY.
Hi.
Stocks closed lower, giving up sharp gains from earlier in the day amid the possibility of more U.S.-China tariffs coupled with a decline in tech shares. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 245.39 at 24,442.92. The S&P 500 was down 17.44 at 2641.25, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 116.92 at 7050.29. According to news sources, the U.S. is planning on slapping tariffs on more Chinese products if upcoming talks between President Trump and the Chinese president falter. Both countries have already implemented levies on billions of dollars worth of each other's goods. The tech sector was under pressure today as Amazon and Netflix both rolled over throughout the day, with the stocks down 6.3% and 5% respectively. These losses offset strong gains from bank shares. J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, and others were particularly strong today, with both J.P. Morgan and Wells Fargo up more than 1%, while Goldman Sachs gained right at 1%, and the Spider S&P Bank ETF, symbol KBE, was up almost 2%. Worries over a possible slowdown in corporate earnings growth, as well as in the global economy, have sent the major indices down sharply this month. The Dow is down 6.7%, and the S&P 500 is down 8.8% for the month of October, and the NASDAQ is the worst loser, showing a loss of almost 11%. U.S. stocks early today got a boost from takeover news after IBM agreed to buy Red Hat, which is an open-source software distributor, for around $34 billion. Red Hat shares surged over 45% on the deal announcement, while IBM stock fell more than 4%. In the commodities markets, oil was down 1.4%, finishing at $66.65 a barrel. Gold was down 0.3% at $1,231.40 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were strong today as the Stock 600 index finished with a gain of 0.9%. In Asia, stocks were weak with the Shanghai Composite down 2.2% and the Nikkei down 0.2%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Verizon and Merck, while the worst performers were Boeing and IBM. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Red Hat and Cerner, while the worst performers were L3 Technologies and Harris Corporation. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Community Trust Bank up 51 cents at $45.25, Walmart up 86 cents at $99.80, CSX down 23 cents at $65.69, Marathon Petroleum down $1.69 at $67.17, Anthem was down $2.40 at $263.35, and Lowe's was down 87 cents to finish at $92.91. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it today for Mountain Edition. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Brian Courtney, Haley Stidham, Naya Endueza, Shamari Mosley, Jack Caudill, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, and Tilden Johnson. KNN's Haley Hansen, Hilliard Line's Bud Luke, and our feature segment came today from Chanistee Davis. One last time, we're going to ask that you call right now to give your pledge of support to Morehead State Public Radio, 606-783-2001, or online at WMKY.org. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, and translator W202BH9S. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Kenzie Thompson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.